Dear guests, once again, a warm welcome to this digital exhibition. My name is Franziska Neta. I'm an Egyptologist at the Saxon Academy of Sciences and Humanities and at Leipzig University in Germany. Together with Monica Berti, I'm leading the Digital Rosetta Stone project. This show is the outcome of our research and teaching on this object, probably one of the most famous ancient artifacts. Every year, about 6 million people visit the Rosetta Stone in the British Museum in London. This would indicate that it is the most popular museum object in the whole United Kingdom. Maybe you have been there too, or you have heard of the Rosetta Stone. Numerous merchandising products, but also a language school, music bands, and a comet bear its name. If you stand in front of the stone at first glance, you might not see very much, apart from a large number of people and then yourself because of the reflections on the showcase. It is not easy to spot the details of the ancient inscriptions or to grasp the material of the monument. The Rosetta Stone originates in the city of Rosetta in Egypt, today's Al-Rashid. In the year 1822, the monument became famous because it enabled Jean-François Champollion to decipher the ancient Egyptian language. In 2022, it will be 200 years since then. In order to celebrate this event, the British Museum will curate a special exhibition on how the stone came to London. And before this, you can get a few insights on the history of the Rosetta Stone, its contents, the research on ancient Egyptian, and this by means of Egyptology intertwined with digital humanities. In the Digital Rosetta Stone project, Egyptologists work hand in hand with computer scientists. You can find our results so far at the end of this digital exhibition. And this, I promise you, photography without mirroring effects, because in the team we created new 3D images of the stone. Additionally, this exhibition serves another purpose. The project aims to showcase the possibilities of the digital age to show objects online. It is a prototype for several research institutions in Saxony and beyond. May there be more digital exhibitions created. Therefore, you can get in touch with me, not only in case of questions on the contents of the Rosetta Stone, but also in terms of the making of. You can find my contact details at the end of this show. But now, the Digital Rosetta Stone team and I wish you a lot of joy and monuments of edutainment with the Rosetta Stone and its three inscriptions. Please follow me on a journey to ancient Egypt at the time of the Ptolemaic pharaohs, and to London.